Good evening. Welcome to Left, Right and Centre. I'm Vishnu Shom on the programme tonight. The hearings on the Aryan bail plea continue in court. Meanwhile, a Narcotics Control Bureau team will now probe the allegations of corruption against the investigator Sameer Wankhede. So the question is this. The investigator is getting investigated. Is this drugs probe against Aryan Khan impartial? Also on the show tonight, after Fab India, it's Dabur, which is forced to pull out an advertisement. This one showing a same-sex couple celebrating Karwa Chauth. This now happens all the time in our country. Is the my way or the highway norm destroying creative freedom? On the show tonight, we ask, are India's leading brands being battered by the moral police? But the first debate this evening is on the Aryan Khan case. And joining us to look at that, Rizwan Merchant, the lawyer for Arbaaz Merchant. Remember, Arbaaz is one of those who's been in judicial custody now for 20-odd days. Dee Banerjee, a former officer of the Central Bureau of Narcotics. Abhishek Tripathi, former head of media and social media and IT of the BJP in Mumbai. The Majid Memon, senior lawyer, also joins us as well. Let me go across to you first, Rizwan Merchant. Every case is obviously different, but is it not unusual that Manish Rajgaria and Arvind Sahu have both, despite having A, consumption, or B, a small quantity of cannabis, been granted bail in the same case, while your client has not and Aryan Khan hasn't?
Well, I was always of this particular view that the offence which has been charged against Aryan was under Section 27, as was claimed and disclosed by the Office of NCB on the very first day of production, which in fact is a bailable offence. Section 27 relating only to consumption. And an offence of consumption is something which even the legislature has provided. The person is not supposed to be treated as an accused, but he's supposed to be treated as an addict, as a victim. And the attention should be more towards rehabilitation of such victims and such addicts. And the place is not Arthur Road Central Prison, but the place is a rehab. And for that, the legislature, in its complete wisdom, has also provided for a window under Section 64, capital A. So the victim does not have to undergo the entire turmoil of a prosecution against him, but he can claim immunity from prosecution the moment he undergoes a rehab and produces his certificate. Now, if you go to see the provisions of the NDPS Act, there is a distinct provision which says that an officer under the NDPS Act has the same powers as an officer in charge of a police station for the purposes of bail or otherwise. Mm-hmm. Now, in a police station, the moment a bailable offence is recorded, the police officer has the authority and power to release a man on bail. He executes a bond of 950 rupees. Now, if the same powers are vested with an NCB officer, I fail to understand why is it that the NCB does not exercise that particular power which is available under the NDPS Act.
But they, Mr. Merchant, just to bail. Be sure, Mr. Merchant, you know, every case is obviously different. And in as much as two individuals, including one who was charged with possession, has been released on bail, your client was also caught with drugs, right? So it's for the benefit of our viewers, it's not the same as Aryan, who was caught without drugs.
Let me first clarify. I am not appearing for Arbaaz Merchant. He is not my client. He's been represented by somebody else, Mr. Tawid Sayyar, and his other team. But Arbaaz was found in possession of 6 grams, and his accompaniment with Aryan Khan was considered by the court as a conscious possession, which in my opinion is absolutely incorrect. Conscious possession cannot be with a person who is accompanying you. Conscious possession is supposed to be with the person who himself is in possession to show whether he was aware of that possession or not. And the factum of culpable mental state, which essentially revolves around the element of conscious possession, is required to be taken into consideration only when a prosecution is launched, only when a trial is going on, okay, not at the stage of investigation.
Majid Memon, coming over here, sir, in this entire controversy, it's now a political controversy. There are all sorts of accusations. There's a new affidavit filed by Prabhakar Sahil. It's the NCP which has made strong charges against Mr. Wankhede. Is this not, in a way, hurting the chances of someone like an Aryan Khan getting out early? That's what his lawyers are actually saying, that he has no enmity with anybody. He is not part of any political conspiracy. He has not made any allegation NCP versus NCB. And yet he seems to be caught up in this.
Vishnu, first and foremost, I must make it very clear that since the matter is sub judice, the learned High Court has substantially heard the matter for several hours today. Mm-hmm. And the matter is spillover the after tomorrow, whatever it be. I think it may not be proper on our part as officers of the court to preempt or to say whether this is good or that is bad. In any case, broadly speaking, what is being discussed throughout the country in various television channels and print media, etc., is that unfortunately there have been number of controversial things, coming out as though this is a major war between political leaders and the police NCB officers. In any case, I must appreciate today the team of Aryan having dissociated itself with regard to the accusations by the witness and Panchal.
Exactly.
And this,
so that's
because,
my point, sir.
Because yeah. I think this is wise enough in my personal view, because if you associate with that, you could easily be charged by the other side for attempting to tamper.
Right.
You see, and that would be very dangerous for you. And that may probably make the learned judge's mind believe that, yes, what was apprehended, that you are influential, your driver, your father, or somebody can, temper things, and such things could come out as are coming out, then your association becomes very dangerous and becomes an impediment for grant of bail. That
sure.
is probably the only difficulty as far as the way for bail is concerned. My colleague, Mr. Merchant, has rightly said that on the merits of the case, there is hardly anything, no position, no consumption, no medical report, nothing of that kind. And then how is it that, in fact, I had said on day one when he was arrested that he ought to have been released.
No, so the entire argument is around a conspiracy, right? A conspiracy where apparently he is liaising with others and procuring drugs, and he's part of some sort of a network. That's what needs to be proved.
That is an unsuccessful attempt on the part of the investigating agency to blow up the case and make a mountain out of mole. There's nothing.
Okay. So one second, Mr. Behman.
Conspiracy is nothing there.
Mr. Banerjee, when is a case, when it comes to possession, or in the case of Aryan Khan, when there is no possession at all, there is no blood test which proves anything, when does an individual who is caught like this get bail, and should that person not be dealt with in terms of counseling and other measures as opposed to 20 days behind bars?
I agree with you. This is a very serious case. Consumption cases should not be dealt with like other criminal cases. In fact, the law needs to be amended. People who are caught consuming drugs should be sent for de-addiction, compulsory de-addiction. And if there is a second offense, then they can be prosecuted, then they can be hauled up and put in jail. Another thing I would like to make clear, that the officer of the NCB is not a police officer. He has been given the powers of a police officer for the purpose of investigation only. That means he can summon a witness for limited purpose of investigation. He does not file a charge sheet. He files a complaint in the court, and then the court files the charge sheet. So these are the basic differences between the police officer and the NCB officer. Further, another thing, the statement recorded by the NCB officer is admissible in court, while the statement recorded by the police officer is not admissible in court.
Okay. Mr. Tripathi, Mr. Tripathi, considering the fact that Sameer Wankhede is now also being investigated by the NCB, five officers will be going down to investigate his role. What merit do we actually have? What is the credibility of the investigation thus far if the lead investigator is being investigated himself by the agency that he represents?
Vishnu, it's an internal matter, and just in case they have taken the cognizance of the witness which appeared 3 days back, they're doing the internal inquiry which is required by them. I don't think we have to see too much into it. The case is separate. The bail application is in High Court. That's a completely different thing, and this is a completely different thing. The investigation has been done, the lawyers are there, and they are doing their work. My question is, if the High, my submission is, if the High Court grants the bail, well and good. Why not?
It didn't happen today, it may happen tomorrow. My thing is, these two are very different things. He has been investigated right now by the department internally, is a completely different matter. I don't think we should mix up these two things. And exactly like how Aryan is an accused and not a convict, same way, there is an accusation on Mr. Samin Wankhede and he has not been proved guilty yet. So let's wait for both the things to happen, just about maybe simultaneously or whenever it follows.
Mr. Merchant, is that not an argument which may be problematic? Because the videos which have actually emerged show things happening in the NCB office where a bodyguard, or I beg your pardon, where this private detective is actually shown, you know, in proximity of Aryan Khan. That should never have been the case. That this man goes, does a selfie, and then there is another video which emerges on another occasion. So therefore, is it enough to say that let's look at Merchant's case separately and not mix it up with the allegations against Aryan Khan and the others? If Merchant's conduct as the head of the investigating thing, on the basis of what we've seen in his own office, is strange, it's odd. How can Mr. Merchant, I beg your pardon, how can Mr. Wankhede allow something like this?
You see, the issue is that Wankhede presently is not under investigation. The allegations which have been released on the media, on the affidavit and by sale, have been denied by Gosavi. The entire conversation is based on conversation between Gosavi and a third party.
Yes.
It is totally hearsay. There is nothing to suggest that Wankhede himself made a particular demand that he used to claim that he is supposed to be charged or inquired for the purpose of.
No, but what about the video which shows in the NCB office of which Wankhede is the investigating officer,
well,
that detective Gosavi.
See, Gosavi has gone on record. Gosavi has gone on record claiming that he wanted to talk to his parents. He allowed him to speak to his parents.
But what right
does
he have
conversation
to do that?
Whether that conversation was with the parents. See, I'll tell you one thing. The presence of Gosavi and Bhanushali in the office of NCB is not a very uncommon thing.
Okay.
Because they have claimed that they were informers in this particular case. And ordinarily, informers are kept under wraps by the NCB. But sometimes when they are not able to identify the person who is required to be accosted with narcotics, they take the informants along. So it's not an uncommon feature for the informant to be accompanying the investigating team at the time of the raid. At the time when they completed that particular task, their presence back in the office is also not uncommon. Because sometimes the NCB officers, to corroborate the finding in the panchanama, they record the statements of these particular panchas for the purpose of corroboration. So the presence of those particular people in the office is not something which needs to raise eyebrows for. The conversation between Gosavi and between Aryan, essentially under that particular phone conversation, Gosavi has explained it. That explanation will also come before the inquiry officer when Wankhede is going to be subjected to inquiry. So I don't think there is much which is going to turn out. It's just a matter of time. The inquiry will be conducted. And there appears to be no evidentiary value to these particular claims that Wankhede was supposed to be paid 8 crores. It is something which I can say that you demanded money. You can say that I demanded
money. Yeah, no, it's an allegation without proof. However,
it's just an allegation.
The bodyguard in this case, Prabhakar Sahil, has actually said that there is videographic or photographic evidence of money being exchanged. It may not be that amount of 8 crores or whatever it is.
His lawyer says
on this program yesterday that there is proof.
If there was
proof
any such thing, I think Mr. Nawab
which is being submitted on some sort of money being collected and given. Now, to who it is given is not.
No, I don't think so. There is any such evidence. I don't think there is any such evidence of record. If at all it was there, I'm sure Mr. Nawab Malik would have jumped at it and would have made use of it, because as it is, from day one,
okay, well,
he has
this
come
is
up
what
with
his
four
lawyer said, in fact, on this program yesterday. But be that as it may, Mr. Memon, go ahead. You have a point to make.
Yes, you see, I think, Mr. Vishnu, this fact as to whether there is enough evidence to hold Wankhede responsible for dereliction of duty or failure to discharge his lawful obligation, we should leave it to the inquiry officers who are doing it. It is not advisable that we should comment whether there is evidence against Wankhede or not, because I think very soon, it won't take much time. The NCB top bosses would certainly take this as the reputation of the entire institution is at stake because of various allegations that are forthcoming. But let me tell one thing, and I would ask Mr. Banerjee, who is here, fortunately joining with us.
Yes.
Do you, Mr. Banerjee, agree with your 37 years experience in the NCB? Will you please tell me whether it is appropriate for NCB to conduct such high-profile investigation and choose punch witnesses with doubtful characters or with stock witnesses or interested witnesses, etc., to make the case weaker? Was it not possible for the department to have been careful in choosing respectable, independent local witnesses to perform as punch in the important, all-important case?
All right, so the credibility.
Number one. And secondly, more importantly, whether such revelations made by investigation agency to the media, to the
before
people,
it goes to the High Court,
before it is placed before the trial court even, you know, it is not in the best interest of investigation.
Okay, Mr. Memon, two key points. Let's try and get an answer to both of those points.
Yes.
Firstly, Mr. Banerjee, the credibility of the witnesses in this case, was that not possible to have better people, more credible people? Answer that first, sir.
In each and every case, it is very important that the witnesses should be totally independent. We should not take pocket witnesses with us to witness the seizures. This is highly improper to have pocket witnesses. And the second thing is that somebody has suggested that the informants were witnesses. I have never heard it in 37 years of service that we have never taken an informer as a witness. It is highly improper because he'll be an interested witness.
Right.
He'll not be independent at all.
Right.
So this is also highly improper.
Yeah. No, and the other part of the question which Majid Memon was actually asking, that the leaks. Now, there was another series of leaks today which took place. We are not showing that because, you know, we feel that it affects the investigation process itself. But this essentially was conversations.
Yeah, it is highly improper.
Apparently WhatsApp conversations, but some of them were not WhatsApp. Some of them were through another electronic means. And it was picked up by the media, lock, stock and barrel, and broadcast without questioning the veracity. But the fact of the matter is, it came from somewhere, right? And if it did come, as we are fairly sure that it came from the NCB or people close to it, then is that not part of a process of leaks which is very damaging?
Mr. Banerjee, you will agree.
It is highly improper to leak out information at the investigation stage.
If I say one sentence, Mr. Banerjee, I'm sure you will endorse that secrecy is the hallmark of a successful investigation. When you are at the point of collecting delicate evidence in an important case, you have to be very secretive. You can't just reveal your cards and then open it to the whole country and everybody. Thereby,
and you know, Mr. Banerjee, every aspect of this has been through leaks. Every aspect of this is from day one itself. Does that not destroy the process of justice for those who are being questioned now?
Investigation.
I have never heard, we have never leaked out any information at the stage of investigation. Whatever we have to say, we can say after the charge sheet has been filed, then you can say. But not before that.
No, and it therefore, Mr. Merchant, this is essentially what I was trying to ask you earlier on. And, you know, your views were slightly different. I'm merely making the suggestion that based on the conduct of the NCB so far, which is, it's so clear, A, videos emerge all the time. People who have been part of the process of finding these people apparently taking drugs or whatever, they leak videos, they take selfies. You know, with the suspects, that happens, and then phone WhatsApp conversations are leaked. We've seen this happen in the past also, in that RIA case as well, all sorts of conversations. Where is the justice in this? So therefore, should we not question how the case is being conducted, the investigation?
Well, I would say it is for the learned judges to consider, not us. But of course, it is highly improper to leak out the information, WhatsApp chat or
Mr. Banerjee, I was asking Rizwan Merchant that question. Mr. Merchant, would you like to come in on that?
See, ordinarily, such information which is an integral part of the investigation, is generally not revealed.
Right.
It is even not revealed in open court during the hearing of the bail application. Because what the officers ensure is they hand over a closed envelope with the file marked papers to the court to ensure that secrecy is maintained in respect of whatever evidence that they are collecting and whatever evidence that they are going to proceed on. It is something which generally does not happen and should not happen, because it is something which is going to very, very seriously impair the entire process of investigation. It has happened certainly, but on what grounds it has happened, how it has happened, I'm sure the inquiry will definitely be also directed towards that.
All right. Well, I'd like to thank you all very much for being with us. Tomorrow is going to be another day when the hearings are going to continue on the entire issue of bail in this case. 20 plus days in custody for Aryan Khan without proof of consumption, without proof of possession, while two others have actually got bail, both of whom were either in possession or had consumed drugs. What does that show about the way in which the process is taking place? Is that fair? That's just a question that we are asking. We're going to take a short break. There's more coming up. Next up on Left, Right and Center, after Fab India, it's Dabur, which is forced to pull out an advertisement, this one showing a same-sex couple celebrating Karva Chauth. This now happens all the time in our country. Is the my way or the highway norm destroying creative freedom? That's what we're looking at this evening. Are India's leading brands being battered by the moral police? Joining us to look at this, Pralad Kakkar. We're also joined by Rahul Dakunia, Sunil Alag, Deshratha Nigam and Sujata Pandey. Rahul Dakunia, let me come to you first and ask you this question. On Sunday night, Dabur, which has now pulled this ad, had responded on social media saying that Dabur and Femme as a brand strive for diversity, inclusion and equality, and we proudly support these values in our organization and within our communities. Now they've gone and pulled that ad. They've dropped it altogether. What does this show?
You know, Vishnu, I have a double feeling about this. And we talked about this last year as well when Tanishq pulled that ad. Right. And it's simply this, that, look, my heart completely bleeds for my brothers and sisters in advertising. It bleeds because yet another ad that we've done has been at the mercy of regressive India. But what I do feel is that, and this is something that we face, Vishnu, every day when we handle the advertising for Amul, is that we do live in an India that is very tricky about religion. It's got an edge to it, whether it's the trolls, whether it's the ministers, it's got an edge to it that I've often felt that does advertising need to go there? Because we now know there's no way that the brand could not have known that this would have been a problematic ad. It just, when you see it, you know that in the new India, it's going to
but
have...
But isn't that exactly why they went and did the ad?
But then why
isn't
pull it?
That, isn't an ad meant to be something that makes you curious?
Of course.
And it's their birthright to do that.
I'm incensed. But
so
then
two parts to my question. A, it's their right to do that. And yeah. Secondly, they would have, exactly as you said, Mr. Dakunia, that they would have known that this was going to trigger a reaction, and advertiser's job is to trigger a reaction.
Correct. So then my question is, why pull the ad? The issue is to stay with the ad then. You know, like it's going to have a reaction. We know social media is volatile. Stay with it. But when you pull the ad out, you wonder why they did it in the first place.
Yeah. Maybe because it's already had its impact.
I guess that's the other way of looking at it. Is that okay? There's a cynical view.
Deshratha Nigam, this is not the first ad we've seen. The Tanishq ad, the Fab India ad more recently, then also a SEAT ad. Is this not part of a dangerous sort of standpoint that if you aren't part of some sort of a mainstream sort of belief in how we need to be projecting advertisements, then you're not accepted?
Vishnu, I am not known for whataboutry, but let me do a bit of whataboutry today.
Oh, really? Okay.
the reason being that it's very easy for people to make, sarcastic cartooning of Hindu festivals and all kinds of things. But nobody has the guts or to do anything for other religions because they know the consequences and results. We being a very tolerant society, we tolerate it. You did not see any kind of violence or anything. Yes, social media outrage was there. Now let me come to part of, you know, society and law. Same-sex marriage is illegal in India, it's not recognized, and to make an ad is to promote something which is unlawful and illegal. So this ad itself is bad in law and cannot be permitted. Even otherwise, these people can be prosecuted.
So it's a celebration of diversity in our country.
So not, you do not celebrate illegal things. That law does not permit.
No, but sir, I mean, should we not look at what the larger message over here is? I mean, should we not consider the fact that this is 2021, we need to expand our minds. Right, absolutely, the law you're clear about. We all know the law. But we also do know that same-sex relationships are very common in our country
and around the world. Yes.
What sort of India are we encouraging if we have a problem about this? What's the big deal, sir? Why feel so squeamish about a... My last sentence. Why feel so squeamish about a same-sex relationship? Big deal.
Nobody is feeling squeamish about it. I was about to finish.
Go ahead.
The fact is, there is a distinction between same-sex relationship and same-sex marriage. The Supreme Court has decriminalized same-sex relationship.
One is the extension of the other, sir.
No, it is not. Okay. It is not. Even in our society, despite, if you look the entire Hindu law, what is Hindu law? It's codification with modernity of the entire, from the entire ancient times. So if you look at our own Hindu Marriage Act or Special Marriage Act or any other act for that matter, marriage is between a man and a woman. Very clearly defined.
All right. So you felt that that ad showed something which is illegal. Hence, it needs to be. It shouldn't have been done. Right.
Apart from that, Vishnu, they could have made an ad about same-sex relationship. No problem. Probably it would not have fetched them any controversy or anything like that, because that is an accepting thing. Now, relating it to Karwa Chauth is my problem. So that is the issue which has hurt people, because it's a very sacrosanct festival for the entire North India. It is also celebrated in the form of Teej in other places and in different names in different parts of the country.
Prahlad Kakkar, come in over here. Do you believe that ad was so offensive that a large segment of people in our country would be hurt, that their feelings would be shattered, that a company needs to pull an ad?
Vishnu, it's like this. If you believe what you have actually put on the air, then you would never pull it.
Okay.
Because at the end of the day, you know, I used to feel exactly the same way as all of us do, saying, you know, what the hell, we are all liberals, they vote at all. But when I talked to my son, who's 24 years old, he said, you guys are completely out of sync with the whole world. The more you turn on and know that you're right, there are enough silent people out there who actually believe in you. They might not come and troll you, but they will support you. And the fact is that you will get 10 times the publicity that you would have got unless you feel that there was actually something wrong with the ad. Now, for pulling the ad is actually saying that, okay, sorry guys, you know, we pulled it because there was something wrong with it. If you didn't think there was something wrong with it, you would have never pulled it, because you get so much more mileage for free, for no rhyme or reason. I mean, you don't even have to pay for it. You news guys, uchhalo it for the next 1 week, that's crores of money gone down for the brand. And there are enough people who would support you if you were right. So I personally think that the brand itself felt that there was something iffy about it.
Okay, all right. Possibly iffy conduct over there. I wish somebody had come on from Dabur. We did reach out to them. They chose not to. Sunil Alag, the issue of religion. You know, there's a SEAT ad also, which the ad was pulled. It had Aamir Khan. It was about, firecrackers being burst. And people felt that at a time when Diwali is around the corner, being told don't burn firecrackers was not appropriate. Then, of course, there was the entire Fab India ad, the use of an Urdu name, that offended people as well. Then there was a Tanishq ad, which was an interfaith couple that had a problem as well. And now you've got this. So bottom line is this, if it's religion, it doesn't work in this country, right? I mean, as far as ads are concerned, that's not us. Forget about religion and ads. Is that the message?
No, you know, like, I think I'm going to be like whatever Prahlad is talking about or Dakuna is saying, is that, look, religion and politics you generally stay away from, you know, and you don't want to run into any trouble of either politics or religion. Okay, those are two areas which you will stay away from. But if you are taking a social message across, as in the case of the Chiat Tyres one, Chiat Tyres should never have pulled out the ad, because burning crackers is not on anymore. I mean, it pollutes the air. It does everything that is wrong. And therefore, to pull out an ad when Chiat was trying to tell you that, whether it's Aamir Khan was saying it, what would have happened if Akshay Kumar was saying it? Perhaps nobody would have raised an issue. It's because a Muslim is saying it and a Hindu is not, and therefore you are pulling out ads. Look, as far as this ad is concerned, we are forgetting who the target group is. The target group is women. The product is Femme, which is Dabur. They are not talking about men. Why are the men getting into the act? I don't understand them at all. So as far as I'm concerned, if you are a target group and you put an ad out, and it's not necessary that they have to, why are women insisting now on men fasting in Karwa Chauth? It was never done before. Yet nobody comes out and says anything about that. Oh, it's okay if a man also fasts. If there are two women, they could have been in a live-in relationship. I'm in London right now and I've just come from Paris and another wedding. All right, maybe the Christian faith will not marry two men or two women. But there's many faiths, and I went and attended a wedding where the daughters were getting married, but they were getting married in a Celtic way or some other way. Now, if we are going to improve our society and if we are going to stop such messages, and then I think I'm generally in favor of not pulling out such ads. You, of course, if you're going to blatantly attack Hinduism or Islam or Christianity, don't
That's
even think about it.
Right.
That's a separate. But this one is delivering a social message, and it's targeted to women, young women who are putting on a bleach and saying it's okay. And they are targeting, and I'm sure their sales are more urban than rural. So if you are turning around and looking at the target group for which the ad has been made, it serves a purpose.
Now, I have a problem with that being a fairness product, but I think the message itself is...
But let's
keep that fairness debate outside. I think it's a terrible ad for a fairness thing. We don't do that. But let's not dilute our own argument and my program over here. So let's not talk about that. Sujata, come in over here. Is it correct that an ad like that should have been pulled in the manner that it was?
So I will now have to agree with what Prahlad said and what Rahul said, a part of it, because I come from brand. I know that entire game. It's all about, it looks political, you know, this is a new trend, create a controversial ad, put it there in the digital media, do not release it on the expensive mediums, you know, get your PR active, get social media divides with the influencer, create talking, mind share, shareability, etc. And all getting discussed on NDTV Prime Show, so, you know, at free of cost. In a normal situation with a festive time, media buying is at all-time high, you know. They would have spent crores. Here, brand manager, you know, not the left, not the right, but the brand manager and the brand is having the last laugh. Having said that, you know, it's very important, since you are saying that anything progressive is not accepted in this country. So let me ask you, which is one religion which has accepted LGBT? It is this country, this religion, the majority has accepted LGBT since Sanatan times. Okay, so not this, not there. Now quoting two things that Rahul said, one thing that Rahul said, he said he works with Amul. Well, I have to remind him that when Amul did an ad on Ram Mandir, it was trolled too. Okay.
Yep.
Now, when Dabur did, you know, Dabur had done a Vatika ad, which is bold and beautiful, which was about a cancer patient and going for more chemotherapy and embracing herself as a bald woman. It was all, you know, full of praises. Nobody objected to it. Okay. Now come to the LGBT thing that which we're discussing, that how India is objecting to it. I have to tell you, the Anok did this ad, and it was called, I think, I don't remember exactly the two women, same concept, had done, I think, Break Coming Away or something like that. Similar concept. It was also appreciated. The matter is not this. You know, the matter is now you are going beyond your business of selling your product. You are going and fiddling away with the you know, age-old rituals and customs and belief systems of the consumer.
You're expressing an opinion, Sujata.
That is not...
This is not
creative freedom. If this was creative freedom, why was Salman...
How is it not creative?
You can
say it's not creative,
no,
but
no,
how
no,
is
no,
it...
No, no, no.
How
why
is it not
Rihanna
freedom?
Was asked to apologize when she had written a Islamic verse on Fenty. So why boycott of French products happened? Because... You know, religion comes into play when you talk about religion. It's as simple as that.
So but what was so offensive about this that it required, I mean, you
what was so offensive about French president standing up with the caricature artist? Why did boycott of French products were called off? Why the boycott of Israeli products were called by Muslim world? Why did the boycott of US product were called by Muslim world? Why
did the boycott of Hindu versus Muslim battle?
No, it can't be so selective, you know.
But is this a Hindu versus Muslim battle?
No, no, no.
Are you unable to move beyond that prism? That if it's not pro-Hindu, then it must be...
No, please don't get it on me, okay? I am making it very sure the business of the business is to do business. Not preach unnecessary gyan on the festivals. You know, do that with other. Just do that experiment. We call it A/B testing, right? So you are doing here trying to be progressive and all of that.
What is doing that experiment has to do with this?
All right, Rahul Dakunia. Try doing it in other religion. Try doing it.
Sujata, one second. Rahul Dakunia, I think this is what Sujata has actually mentioned is at the core of the issue over here. Don't mess with our religion, right?
Yeah.
Go try and mess with another religion, and you'll be in trouble. That's
exactly.
it's sort of this sense that somehow we are threatened.
Hello?
If an advertisement comes along,
you'll probably get shot.
Are we that
Why
weak? Are we that weak as a country or as a religion that we are threatened by an advertisement?
All of that, you know, this preaching of tolerance.
All right, Sujata, 1 minute. You've had your this thing. 1 minute. 1 minute. Sujata, 1 minute. Wait. Sujata, wait. Please, Rahul Dakunia, please go ahead. Answer that question. Are we that weak? Are we that weak that we cannot take an ad? Is our religion so weak that it suffers because somebody has expressed an opinion?
I think so. I think it's not about weakness, Vishnu, only it's about a herd mentality. It's about a sense, today's trolls and Twitter has become this terrible mass movement where people have got a megaphone now and it's a sort of herd instinct and it's a soft target. Today, that soft target is becoming a real target. If the agencies banded together and said, we're going to do these ads, come what may. If these guys had not pulled their ad, if their motives were real, if they meant for this ad not to be controversial, and they had told this minister in Madhya Pradesh, you can sue us if you want. We're not pulling the ad, as Tanish should not have pulled the ad. But pulling the ad is the problem. It kind of sets up an issue, which is that why? You have to have known it would have been a troublesome situation in this modern progressive India.
Made the profit that they intended to, that is getting talked about in the social circle, free of cost.
But I'm not going there. I'm not going with whether there was a...
I'm not going there.
It's not a view to go. The point is that they've pulled the ad. You spent money, whether it's been released in mass media or not, you still spent money. Prahlad, you know how much ads cost today. Exactly. So they made it.
Yeah.
They made it. It's not just mass media cause, Vishnu. They made this ad go through all that trouble and then to pull it. I don't think it's as simple as saying, oh, they're getting more publicity now because of all the controversy. The fact is that...
No, it's actually, in a product area, you don't want to get into a controversy with your product.
You don't,
I mean, look, forget about religion. I mean, when Michael Jackson went up on a charge for being a pedophile, Pepsi dropped him like a hot potato.
Yeah,
they didn't support him. You know, I mean, come on. This is advertising in its perfect spinelessness because they are spineless. They don't want it. They want to cheddar a controversy and try and get away with it. But they don't want to actually back it up. Everybody backs down. Eventually, they say, oh, no, they're trolls.
Yeah.
Nobody realizes that all these trolls might be actually targeted and that they don't actually represent the majority. The majority is silent.
All right. Yeah. Sudhir, so you had a point
really
to make.
Prahlad, all I'm saying is one thing. Forget about whether you're getting controversy and whether you're getting your ad talked about and all that separate.
Yes.
It needs one guy on top who says, let's pull the ad out because now we got the minister in Madhya Pradesh who's going to take us to court. It's going to cost us so much. Best is to pull it out. If no minister and no politician gets into it, there are enough people saying this is a great ad and there are enough people who are trolling against it. I would have kept it. Look, that's a simple exercise that I would have gone through. But to say that, look, a pedophile and comparing it to a femme ad of on Karwa Chauth, two women saying it's not this, comparing apples and oranges. Look, Prahlad, you cannot draw an example out of context, because all I'm saying is, here was a good ad, here was a social message. That way, all Tata ads, when they said, I will not vote for a politician who's not been educated, enough politicians today will troll you on that ad, which came out 5 years, considered to be the greatest ad ever. Look, the Tatas was a great social message that, look, all politicians must get educated. What is your profession? What is that guy asks all these questions. Let him try and do it today. Today, you got enough. Therefore, are we actually supporting what is happening in India today? That's the question by withdrawing it. One guy might have said, look, if a minister in a state is going against it, first and foremost, politicians should stay out of it. Okay. Completely out of all ads. This is my view.
Okay.
And I support Mr. Modi, but I'm still saying it should
I'm running short of time. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead, sir.
Vishnu, 2 points, quick points. One, freedom of expression and creativity is not absolute. It has to keep in mind public order, peace and tranquility, which is clearly provided in law. So that aspect has been probably ignored out here, and they were forced to withdraw and accepting an apology, unconditional apology that they have given. Secondly, if you talk about weakness or strength of a particular religion, we are the ones who tolerate a lot. We don't go and shoot people, as Prahlad Kakkar was saying. And we have been taking and liberally taking. But at the same time, there is certain sense of duty and responsibility on the ad makers and the companies also to exercise some kind of a self-restraint. Otherwise, it might disturb, you know, the law and order, the peace and tranquility of the society. And therefore, the responsibility lies at both the ends. It is not a one-way street.
Do you really believe that Karwa Chauth ad showing the same-sex couple was going to create a law and order problem?
Absolutely not. And again,
Let me answer that. Don't burst crackers in Diwali. Today, sir, the rule is don't burst crackers because it adds to pollution.
And if an ad comes out saying don't burst crackers during Diwali because it gets people upset, come on. I mean, like, I'm totally I agree with you. Everybody is speaking. Sujata, I think the point is that India is the most tolerant country in the world.
Sujata, will you listen to what I'm trying to say? Sujata, here's the way it works. I ask a question and then you answer it. Otherwise, it doesn't work. So, Sujata, can I ask a question? In fact, Sunil had a certain point as well. Sunil Alag had a point. It was an important point. In the case of the SEAT ad, if there is an ad which says, at this time of the year, don't burn firecrackers, shouldn't we actually say that's important? Because burning firecrackers harms us. Do we not see the larger picture?
When do we burn firecrackers? We burn firecrackers largely during Diwali.
So is parali. So are the other.
Of course, it's all wrong. But if somebody says, don't burn firecrackers now, it's harming us, why must we take offense to science?
Can I answer that? Because it would only wake up during selective Hindu festivals.
Oh God, yeah. Nobody does that.
Come on, you know,
for year after year after year, people have been complaining about stubble burning from Punjab. There are reports after reports about industrial pollution which come out. It is not about Diwali. It is about any religion. It is about any pollution. But you will only remember about Diwali.
Vishnu, can I come in?
Deshratan Nigam, come in, and then Rahul, last word to you. Yes.
Yeah. Let me answer. You know, since being a student of science and physics, there was an IIT Kanpur study which was submitted to Supreme Court.
Yes.
That exactly. Firecracker burning does not have significant impact, or it is insignificant impact. That study was ignored by the Supreme Court. That's the greatest criticism of the Supreme Court when they passed that judgment. So you look at that study, IIT Kanpur study,
which is an eye-opener. On Diwali, you've got air pollution levels in Delhi going above 500, you mean to suggest that it is healthy for us?
When Supreme Court gave the judgment. Sorry.
So let us have some scientists discuss that. Scientists will endorse air levels. Anyway, let's accept the fact that air pollution
in large parts of our country in Diwali is dangerously high. That's what every meter, every gauge shows you, sir. It may not be, it may be one factor in terms of an annual load of pollution. But it, on that one day, it is very dangerous. We all know it, sir. Rahul Dakunia, last word to you. My question is this. Given what you've seen, and we've listed all of these ads, would you in the future think 10 times before you come out with an ad because you're worried it might offend someone?
I don't think so. I don't think so. As long as it takes a path, yeah. I mean, you can still say the same message without, you know, entering down an area, which is tricky. It all depends on the creative. You know, you can do a bit of research. It's easy to do. It's easy to do in these times when you know you got to navigate carefully. I would not be worried. But I really want to know what sales are like for Chia Tires, Fab India and Fem. I want to know whether their sales...
Have the sales gone up after this entire controversy?
I would love to know. Suddenly they're laughing all the way to the bank.
I'd like to thank you all very much for being with us. I'm out of time, but as usual, lots of questions, lots of comments have come in on Ku. Kiran Dahal says, should brands stay away from religion? Shreya Singh says the political climate in the country is also impacting how the creative industries are functioning these days. Alex Thomas says these things don't look good in a progressive society. So a couple of quick comments over there and questions as well. We'll take a short break, running completely out of time.